The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tonight, we're going to be looking at Introduction to Divine Presence. Introduction to Divine Presence. That is at the theme for the month. So this is the introduction. I pray that God will help us tonight to hear Him and to be blessed of Him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I discovered that the difference between Saul and David is just divine presence. Amen. Because Saul, you know, we want to look at it very well. Saul, I mean, what actually differentiates Saul from David? Praise the Lord. But in 1 Samuel chapter 15, he didn't know the importance of the presence of God. He didn't know the importance of the presence of God. Yes, he was king, but he didn't know that there is no king without God's presence. Praise the Lord. You can ask Obakiolu now. The staff of office have been taken. And Obakiolu is, he's no more king. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you know, God said in 1 Samuel chapter 15 that he was disappointed by Saul. And immediately the presence of God was withdrawn from him and was given to David. Praise the Lord. What makes the difference in the life of a man is divine presence. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8 verse 2. Romans chapter 8 verse 2. I'd like you to project Romans chapter 8 verse 2. Romans 8 verse 2 says that, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death." Praise the Lord. It's talking about redemption. I'd like us to jump to verse 11. It says, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you." Praise the Lord. He's talking about redemption, and he's talking about the presence of God. We are redeemed to walk in the miraculous and supposed to be a commander of signs and wonder. Praise the Lord. Just like we've just read in verse 11, but if the Spirit, if of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God is the presence of God. He said that He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Moses in the Old Testament was a mighty man. You know, Moses was wandering, he was tending his father-in-law's sheep, and God wanted to send him on an errand, wanted to give him an assignment. And when you look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, let's open the Bible to Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. Yeah. "And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Verse 12. But before we read in verse 12, I want you to know that looking at the person of Moses, Moses is enough to plan a coup in Egypt. As in, he actually wanted to free the children of Israelite For him to have lived in the palace, he knows every nook and corner of the palace. So he's a good person to plan coup and to win. But it didn't depend on that. Verse 3 said, and he said, suddenly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. Honey, not like that. God said his presence will be with him, and he was relaxed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Moses knew that his secret was the divine presence of God. Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Praise the Lord. Carry us not. He was not ready to take up the assignment. Even with all the CVs that he has, yes, he has stayed in the palace. He's a good person to actually free the Israelites because he's familiar with the terrain in Egypt and on like that. But he didn't rely on that. He still wants and he still demands for the presence of God. Moses knew that his secret was the divine presence. Also Nicodemus, praise the Lord. He confirmed the presence of God in the life of Jesus Christ. Let's look at John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 1. I read, he said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with thee. Nicodemus saw the presence of God, though he was not a born-again Christian. But yet, he knew that something, that Jesus Christ was carrying the presence of God for him to be able to do all the miracles that he's been doing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That he knows no man can command the supernatural except he has divine presence. Without divine presence, a man is barren. Praise the Lord. What makes a difference from Mr. A and Mr. B in their success is just the presence of God in one's life. Praise the Lord. What makes a difference in one organization and the other is the presence of God. Okay, let me make an example that what makes a difference between a church A and church B is the presence of God. It's not about a building. Yeah, the building, the edifice might be good, but if the presence of God is not there, the church is empty. Praise the Lord. If the presence of God is not there, then the church is barren. The church is without miracle, is without signs and wonders. And what is church without signs and wonders? Praise the Lord. May you not be barren of the supernatural presence of God in Jesus' name. I say you will not be barren of the supernatural divine presence of God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Quickly, let's look at what is divine presence. What is divine presence? Divine presence is simply the presence of God at work in the life of a man. Divine presence is simply the presence of God at work in the life of a man. In addition, the Holy Spirit is the divine presence in our life. And the Holy Spirit keeps in our remembrance the truth of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, divine presence is simply the presence of God at work in the life of a man. And the Holy Spirit is the divine presence of God. Let's open our Bible to the book of John. Let's open to John chapter 14, verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26. Said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God promised a comforter. He promised the Holy Spirit, which is the divine presence of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Quickly, I'd like us to look at examples of people who enjoyed divine presence. Examples of people who enjoyed divine presence. A very good example of a man of God that enjoyed divine presence is Moses. Moses. Let's open our Bible once again to... Okay, we've read that Exodus chapter 3 verse 12. Exodus 3 verse 12. No, let's just go straight to Psalm 103 verse 7. He made his ways known unto Moses. Can we open the Bible to Psalm 103 verse 7? 103 verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses, his act, unto the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another example of a man that enjoyed divine presence is David. Another good example of a man that enjoyed divine presence is David in Psalm 51, verse 10. Psalm 51, verse 10. It said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David knew the importance of God's presence, and he demanded for a clean heart. And when you look at verse 11 of the same chapter, he said, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. Praise the Lord. David knew how important the presence of God is. He was able to make use of it judiciously, unlike Saul. You know, Samuel was sad about Saul. You know, he cried when even Saul was not taking it serious. Samuel cried because he knew that Saul had actually missed it. Praise the Lord. I pray that we will not miss the divine presence of God in our life in Jesus' name. Another good example is Joshua. Joshua chapter 3, verse 7. Joshua chapter 3, verse 7. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel. Praise the Lord. That they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I want the other part of it, magnify. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify. You know, many times we've heard of various testimonies that people share here. That's how small I am and big achievement that I've had and so on. Is God magnifying, is God's presence in you that I've actually magnified you? Praise the Lord. This church is another example. We are small, but this church has made so much impact. We find a lot of people everywhere saying, you know, they've passed through Impact House and Impact House has impacted them. Praise the Lord. Just because of the presence of God that is here. Tell your neighbor, say the presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. I also like to give another example of, you know, somebody that we know. You know, this young pilot that is the first female, you know, combat pilot that died not too long. You know, this lady was just 26 years old, and when the father was interviewed, he said, what this girl has achieved in his little life, I'm not sure I myself has actually achieved. Praise the Lord. You know, we can be small, but God's presence in us makes the difference. Praise the Lord. We can be small in body entity, but the presence of God magnifies our work. Praise the Lord. The presence of God do what? Magnify our walk. Such that everybody anywhere cannot actually say that, you know, that they don't know what God is actually doing in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Another good example is Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul. Quickly, what happens when you are a carrier of His divine presence? What happens when you are a carrier of His divine presence? Something happens when you carry the presence of God. And that is what we are about to look at now. The Holy Spirit teaches and reminds you. The Holy Spirit teaches and reminds you. John chapter 14, verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And I have it there. I said, God, I've said many things. You know, that if you don't know some things, does not mean that, I mean, that the something is not actually existing. Because God has said anything. All you just need to do is to allow the Holy Spirit to remind you of things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is the divine presence of God. And you can't carry divine presence and lack good counsel. You can't carry divine presence and lack good counsel, good ideas. Peter was not learned, and after the Holy Spirit came down on him. You know, we used to know this Peter. Peter denied Jesus. And, you know, even a little girl challenged Peter before the Pentecost, before he was able to carry the Spirit of God. A little girl challenged Peter, and Peter denied Jesus. He said, no, I don't know him. But after the Pentecost, when Peter carried the presence of God, we knew he did a lot of exploits, such that in one ministration, Peter, 3,000 souls were saved from Peter's ministration. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He became bold and could teach and preach the world deeply. Praise the Lord. We can find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and by verse 41, he won 3,000 souls. Praise the Lord. What happens when you are a carrier of His presence? You have access to revelation and power. You have access to revelation and power. There are deep things that can only be revealed by the Spirit of God. It is the Holy Spirit that searches the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. But God had revealed them unto us by Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Praise the Lord. And I wrote here, I said, God will only send message to those that have His network. Praise the Lord. God will only send message to those that carries His presence. If you don't carry the presence of God, there's no way you can have access to the secret things of God. If you don't carry the presence of God, you can satisfy man, but God is not satisfied. Praise the Lord. So at every point in time, we must crave for the presence of God in our life. At every point in time, we must crave for the presence of God in our life. The divine presence of God grants access to power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost hath come." Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost hath come. Peter was a very good example, as I said earlier on. Before he had the presence of God, as in before he contacted the presence of God in his life, he was a timid person. He was nobody. But immediately after the Pentecost and the power of God entered into him, he began to do exploits. I pray that God will use us to do great exploits in Jesus' name. Paul enjoyed so much power because of divine presence. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. "Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that work in you." Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The power that work in us bet a great produce, bring great produce. You know, ordinarily, our achievement might be minute. Ordinarily, where we can actually get to in life might be limited. But with the presence of God, we are unlimited. Praise the Lord. With the presence of God, we are unlimited. Amen. What happens when you are a carrier of His divine presence? You have exit of fear. Exit of fear. You know, there's this, the irony of the presence of God is there is no, as in the world itself cannot contain it. And it can find a space even in you. Praise the Lord. There's this song that we used to sing. Olorun toto bi, Olorun babagba, aye ugba o, o forun se bugbe, aye ugba o, o faye sapoti tise. Olorun toto bi, Olorun babagba. So how can you, if he has used the earth as his footstool, as in a potinel, then imagine. Amen. But he can still find a place in you. Number 3, exit of fear. The divine presence of God terminate fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. Praise the Lord. So, the spirit of God terminate fears in you. It doesn't entertain fear. It doesn't allow fear. Praise the Lord. But He has given us power, love, and sound mind. Light is the cure for darkness. Light is the cure for darkness. When you carry His presence, you can't be afraid of the evil happenings around you. Because greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. You know, recently there have been great fear in the country, such that I have somebody that has been contemplating either to leave the country or not. But recently I learned that he has gone to Canada, praise the Lord. And I knew why he actually left. He actually left because he felt that the country is not safe. But the truth is that where is actually safe? Nowhere is safe, praise the Lord. You know, not too long when just this pandemic they were just coming out from. And I heard how enormous it is in the American, as in America generally. And I was, what is going to happen to the Americans? You know, when you look at the statistics, it's not always in one, two, ten. It's always in thousands. Now, Imagine that when this thing is killing in thousands, how many people will remain? Praise the Lord. And you know, should the people in America decide to come to Nigeria? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the presence of God terminates fear. It exits fear from us. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of sound mind. David carried this divine presence and wasn't afraid to face Goliath. Praise the Lord. We know the story. And, you know, when the Bible researchers made us to know how gigantic Goliath is, then you imagine how David was able to actually conquer Goliath. But it's not far-fetched. It's as a result of the presence of God in the life of David. Praise the Lord. Moses carried this divine presence and wasn't afraid of Pharaoh anymore. Pharaoh was afraid of Moses at the point, because he knew that Moses lived in the palace. So he knew everything about the palace. And he was not so relaxed, because when Moses came to him and telling him God's message, inside of him, he was not settled. Praise the Lord. The devil will not be settled about you in Jesus' name. I said the devil will not be settled about you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.